Welcome to another inspirational podcast from Nations Church. For more great content and updates, visit nationschurch.com.
Hey Nations Church, I am so excited to be with you today. My name is James, if you've never ever seen me before, and I'm just so happy that I can speak into the life of your church everywhere around the world, in Cork, in Ireland, in Phnom Penh, and also all four locations in Perth, including the new one in Scarborough. So excited for you guys. And before I get into it, I just want to say I love your pastors, Pastors Ken and Chrissy Lee. They are just two of my favorite people in the world. And so I'm so honored to be doing this today. I'm here in Manila, Philippines. I pastor Favorite Church. And we're in the middle of a lockdown. We've been on lockdown now for nearly 4 months. My children haven't been outside in over 12 weeks. They didn't get to go outside at all. And so I just want to let you know that I hate COVID so much because COVID has kept me from being with you this month. I was supposed to be in Perth for the Nations Conference, but instead, this is the next best thing. And so I'm so honored to be preaching and speaking into you, especially in this series, the Awaken series. And I want to welcome everyone that's watching today, wherever you're watching from, whether you're a part of Nations Church or whether you stumbled upon this service online today. I really want to encourage you to open up your heart in these next few minutes that we have, because I really believe God can speak to you. I love this idea that your church is looking at the moment, awaken. There's something exciting about this awaken thought, God awakening something inside of you, something waking up, this awaken of what was once sleeping is now awake. What was once seemed to be dead, like Jesus, is now awake, alive, resurrected, full of power, full of authority. And I'm believing that whoever's watching this today, that God is going to begin to awaken something in your life. And what's interesting is that when we talk about this idea of awaken, it always happens suddenly. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, I want to read it from Acts chapter 2. It's actually preceded in Acts chapter 1 and verse 4. And Jesus is talking to all his disciples. And he says this, hey, don't leave Jerusalem. Wait for the gift that my Father promised you, right? He's talking about the Holy Spirit. A couple of verses later, in verse 8, very, very famous scripture. If you've been in church, you've heard this before. It says this, but you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be my witnesses. So Jesus says this to all the disciples. He's died, he's risen, he's walked on the earth for a few weeks after, then he's about to be taken up to heaven. And he says, hey, wait, there's a gift coming from God. It's the Holy Spirit. And when you get this Holy Spirit, it's going to put power inside of you to be a witness. The title of my message today is simply called this, Suddenly. Suddenly. I want to read from Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. It says this, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, right now, wherever you're watching this from, I want you to say it with me. Say it again. Say, suddenly. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Suddenly, I love that. Suddenly, in a moment, I find throughout the whole Bible that God works so many times in this idea of suddenly. When there seemed to be no hope, but God suddenly came, suddenly brought finance, suddenly brought a miracle, suddenly brought restoration. And this moment in history is a momentous moment in history. This is an incredible part of our New Testament church. In fact, Acts chapter 2 describes the birth of the New Testament church. When they were filled suddenly with the Holy Spirit, the Bible describes, and you can read it in Acts chapter 2, that tongues of fire came on their head. And I love this idea of tongues of fire, because that tongues represented being the witness of God, speaking of his fame, sharing, making disciples around the world. And the fire that came is that refining fire of God, burning up everything inside of us that isn't of him. And it happened suddenly in this moment. 3 years the disciples had of walking with Jesus. Weeks being spent after Jesus was raised from the dead. They spent time with him learning as Jesus began to wean himself off because he knew that he was heading towards being taken up to heaven. And then Peter, it says in Acts 2, filled with the Holy Spirit, got up and he preached. And 3,000 people came to know Jesus that day. And the New Testament church that you and I are a part of right now started that day. It started all because of a suddenly from God. And I want to share today three thoughts with you about the suddenly of God. The first is this, is that God's suddenly is usually preceded by a time of waiting. Oh, this is the most frustrating point to start with. God's suddenly, it's usually preceded by a time of waiting. And in the waiting, can I just say this? It's not always pretty. It can get pretty frustrating as well. The disciples are in the upper room. 50 days earlier, Jesus is resurrected. And then 10 days earlier, they go into this upper room to pray like Jesus commanded them. Now, the Bible doesn't say this. The Bible doesn't, you know, say this clearly, but I love to imagine the scene, right? I always like to think that there was actually more than 120 people in the upper room where they were praying. I think there would have people that gone up there excited. Jesus just got taken to heaven. Yes, we're going to wait. We're going to pray. And I can just imagine after a day, nothing happened. You know, some people would have been checking their watches. I got to eat. Or the next day would have come. Maybe a few more dropped off. Could you imagine? A few days into it, maybe the eighth day, people are like, man, I've been praying for 8 days, nothing's happened. Maybe into the ninth, could you imagine being the person on the ninth day that was like, man, nothing's happened, I just got to leave. And then on that 10th day, it says this, suddenly God comes. Does that ever sound like you and me sometimes, like we give up just that little bit too early? Come on now, I know, that's, it's in me as well. And now here's what's beautiful. Before you think, oh, I've given up and I've missed out. Every person that would have walked out of that upper room still had the opportunity to be there on the day of Pentecost to hear Peter preach, to see people filled with the Holy Spirit. So don't ever think for a moment that you've missed out, that you've missed your time. But can I say this? If you're frustrated right now, don't give up. Don't give up because God suddenly could just be around the corner for you. And it's in this time of waiting. I preached this, I think, even before in your church. It's in this time of waiting, this frustrating period of waiting, that God is actually creating you to be the person that your suddenly requires you to be. And so before you get frustrated about this, just remember that if it hasn't happened yet, that means that you're not ready for it. That means that I'm not ready for it, but don't give up. Single people right now, wherever you're watching, in Ireland, in Phnom Penh, in Perth, everywhere around the world, don't give up. This time that you have right now is not a waste, but it's a time where God is growing you, is refining you, is cutting off those sharp edges, because all of a sudden when that suddenly comes, woo, you won't even care how long you had to wait. You know what I'm talking? You won't even care if it was 5 years, if it was 5 months. When that suddenly comes, it doesn't even matter how long you've had to wait. But I can tell you this, that the longer you've been waiting, the more God's needed to turn you into the person that He needs you to be. The waiting can feel like forever. I know what that feels like. But the suddenly can come in a moment. Use this time to become the person that God needs you to be. My second thought on this is simply this, is that God's suddenly can change your destiny in a moment. You know, Paul, who wrote 3/4 of the New Testament, the Apostle Paul, before he was Paul, he was a man named Saul. And he was known to be a killer of Christians. In fact, he held the coats of those that were throwing stones at Stephen, the first martyr in the Bible, and he oversaw the killing of Stephen, and he had a vendetta against Christians. He was out to get them, and on the road to Damascus, he had an encounter where he encountered Jesus. It actually says in Acts 22, it goes, about noon, this is Paul speaking, as I came near Damascus, what does he say? Suddenly, a bright light from heaven flashed around me. Suddenly. And you got to understand, this suddenly wasn't just about Paul, but it was about every believer in that region. This suddenly moment completely affected his life. He became blind. He had to go to Damascus. Ananias came, prayed for him. The scales of blindness fell off his eyes, and his life completely changed. And it wasn't just his life that changed. He went from Saul to Paul. He went from Christian killer to Christian maker. And a suddenly moment didn't just change his destiny, but it changed the destiny of billions of people to come as we have read his words, as we have read his revelations of God, as we have been the recipients of his missionary journeys that have delivered the gospel from Jerusalem all over Asia Minor and all over Europe, and from that began to grow around the whole world. It was a suddenly moment that shifted his whole direction and his whole destiny. You know, it was nearly 7 years ago that my wife and I, we came to the Philippines on a vacation. I am Australian. Again, if you don't know my story, I am Aussie. In fact, I'm half Aussie, half New Zealander, but I was born here in the Philippines. I went to an American school, and I lived in Perth for 7 years. I have the biggest identity issues you'll ever find, is I feel most at home in an airport. I got massive issues with my identity, right? But I'm living in Perth. I got a great job. I live in a great house. I live close to the beach. It's beautiful. Perth is gorgeous. And my wife and I come on a vacation to the Philippines. I'm just coming here to take her, to show her where I grew up. You know, and I'm sure there's Filipinos watching this, because there's always Filipinos watching. I had to show her why I liked rice so much, why I touched people when I talked, why I covered my mouth when I laughed, right, when I do all these things. And so I brought her to the Philippines. I had a great job, had a great future ahead of me in Perth. And I remember I got off the plane and I walked up that aero bridge and I took my first step into the airport, and I felt God whisper into my spirit, and it was just simply this: your home. It was this whisper. You know, my suddenly moment didn't take me from death into life like it did with Saul becoming Paul, but my suddenly moment completely changed the entire destiny, not just of my life, but my family. Because I knew in that moment that God was calling me back to the nation of my birth, that God was calling me to come to this country and to start a church. And this wasn't just gonna affect me. We didn't have any children at the time, but I knew it was gonna affect my children. I knew my children were gonna grow up with little Filipino accents, which they do right now. I knew that they were gonna probably marry Filipinos one day. I knew that I'm probably gonna die in this nation. And what happened? All it was a suddenly from God. A whisper of saying, "You're home." Saul suddenly changed his destiny. It changed his name and it changed his identity. Changed billions of people around him. Whether it's you or whether you're praying for someone, all it takes is one suddenly moment from God to change your destiny. Many of you that are watching this had suddenly moments in youth camps. I've preached at many nations youth camps and youth conferences in Perth. I love you guys. And I've been involved in some of your moments where you've had these suddenly moments that God has spoken to you and changed your whole destiny of your life. No one is ever too far gone. If you're praying for someone that you think is too far gone, you know who I'm talking about. That person that you just think would never get saved. I could tell you 25 different stories just off the top of my head of people that I didn't think would get saved. I am that person to many people that I grew up with, that they never would have believed that one day I'd be pastoring a church and preaching on the internet across the shores right now. I was that person, but a suddenly moment when I was 17 changed my destiny. Don't give up praying. Parent, if you're praying for your child right now, don't give up. Pray that God would have a suddenly moment with your child and awaken the Spirit of God inside of them. My last thought that I want to share to you today is simply this, and it carries on from that point I just made for you parents, and it's this: God suddenly brings the breakthrough that seemed impossible. I want to go to another story about Paul. It says in Acts 16, verse 25, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, you can say it in your home, suddenly. And there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And at once, all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains came loose. You know what I find so interesting about this? Is that Paul and Silas were doing exactly what the disciples were doing in the upper room. What were they doing? Praying, singing hymns, seeking God. They were praying when their situation seemed lost, when their situation seemed hopeless, stuck in jail. And the reason why they were in jail was because they did the right thing. Paul cast a demon out of a girl, set her free, and the owners of this girl, she was a slave, they didn't like what he had done, so they got him thrown in jail. He had done the right thing, and he's sitting in jail, hopeless, lost, locked up in chains. Maybe you're watching today and you feel stuck. You feel like you're in jail. You feel like you're tied up in chains. As Paul and Silas began to not look at their situation, but began to look at God, began to put their hope and their focus and their trust in God. This is the best thing I love about their story, is that the breakthrough that seemed impossible in that suddenly moment didn't just affect them, but the chains came off all the prisoners around you. Your suddenly moment is not just for you, but it's for everybody around you. It's for everybody that's going to be affected and changed by your change in your destiny, by the power of God coming and being awakened inside of your life. If the Spirit of God is truly awakened inside of you, people around you are going to be affected. Come on, say amen wherever you are right now. Is it your health that you're believing for? Is it your finances? Is it your relationships, your marriage, with your kids, with your friends? Whatever it is, I know that what seems impossible with man is possible with God. Nothing is impossible for our God. Your praise, even in the midst of feeling chained, can bring breakthrough. It can bring breakthrough. You know, a few years ago, I'm preaching to you from our church venue here in the Philippines, and I wish you could see it. It's amazing. I'm sitting in literally a miracle right now. Our church was probably about 18 months old, and I really felt God beginning to stir in my heart. We were meeting in a bar. It was this cool little bar. We could fit about 150 people in there, and it was amazing. I used to preach to all these people, and Jim, Jack, and Johnny all on the wall right there. The bar was only about four rows away from me, and it was on the side. It was crazy. It was an amazing time, but I knew that God was stretching us to go into a new season. I really felt God put on our heart to get our own venue that we could have a full-time lease. Well, I mean, the good thing and the bad thing about Manila is that there's a church on every corner. The good thing about that is it's awesome. There's so many churches here. The bad thing is that every church has already found every good location, whether to buy it or whether to lease it. And so it was so difficult. Finally, and I'm taking a very long story and making it short. Finally, we found a location right in the middle of Metro Manila in a mall, Shangri-La Plaza, right here in the middle. It's a high class, it's a beautiful mall, and I thought we could never afford it. We walked up, we saw two shop fronts that were completely empty, just cement, and then another two shop fronts, and I began to see and envision what God could do, and they wanted some astronomical price for it. And I remember negotiating with them, and I said, no, we can only pay this much. And they came back, well, sir, you know, actually, well, what if you could just pay this? And I said, I'm really sorry, but actually, this isn't a negotiation. I said, because that's all we could afford. And to be honest with you, that isn't what we could even afford at the time. I was believing in faith. We were getting less in our income for the entire month than what the whole lease was going to cost. But I knew I had a word from God. And so we signed the papers, we moved in. We had to raise about 25 million pesos, which at the time would have been about $600,000 to $700,000 Australian dollars at the time to fit it out, because we owned nothing. It was just concrete. We were in a mall. We had to follow all their instructions, and man, it freaked me out. We had just enough money to pay the deposit of the construction, and I had 10 months to pay it off. And I could tell you story after story after story, miracles that every month God provided the payment that we needed in order to make the payment on the construction. It was the toughest, probably 8 months of my life. I didn't sleep well. It was the first time I didn't sleep being a senior pastor. And by the end of 8 months, I'm like, God, I can't do this. We still owed, in Australian dollar terms, we still owed about $230,000. We couldn't get a bank loan to pay that off. We couldn't hire any staff. The church was growing. The church tripled in the first 3 months of being in this new building. Even though the finances went up, it wasn't anywhere near what we needed. And I was trying to get a loan to make the payments go longer, and we couldn't do it. And finally, I was talking to a friend in the church, and he said, "Hey, why don't I just, loan the church the money?" And I said, "I'd never ask you to do that." He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Well, I could only probably do about half of what you owe. We owed about $230,000. I could do about half." I said, "Oh, okay." I said, "Well, why don't you ask your friend, because there's another friend in the church, why don't you kind of like see if they want to help do a loan as well? Maybe we could split that loan together." He goes, "Okay, yeah, we'll do it." We had 2 weeks to make our final payment. 2 weeks to make it. He didn't ask the friend. I called him up after a week. I said, "Hey, have you asked that friend yet?" He's like, "Oh no, sorry, I've been busy." what can I say? I can't say, "Hurry up and ask." I can't do that. I'm like, "Oh, no problem. Just, whenever you're ready, please do it." And I'll do it. Finally, it came. It was a Friday. And I texted him. I said, "Hey, were you able to ask it?" He goes, "Oh no, I wasn't able to ask. But, I could probably put in about $150,000. I'm like, "Okay." And I'm like freaking out. I'm like, "God, I don't know what to do. I don't know. How am I supposed to do this? We needed $80,000 in the next 4 days. How can I do this?" I got a call from someone in Australia, very close to Kate and I, and they called me and they said, "Oh, James, we sold a bit of our business and we're just sending some money over for you." And I said, "Oh yeah, cool, thanks." And people have been generous. They sent $1,000 here, $1,000 there. All those things are amazing. But when you need $230,000, $1,000 doesn't excite you, right? So I'm like, "Okay, whatever." Monday comes. I'm praying all weekend. I'm praying that an angel would walk in and put a big check in our tithes at church on Sunday. No angel came in whatsoever. Monday, I'm like, "God, what am I going to do? I'm at the end. And then suddenly, I look in our bank account, and two things had happened. Number one, this person in our church had given that $150,000 as an interest-free loan to us. And then that person that called me on Friday, I looked in the bank account, and in actual fact, we needed $232,000, and he had given us $82,000 that arrived in our bank on Monday. I was able to make the payment to the construction on the Wednesday. It was a suddenly moment that didn't just affect me. I slept for the first time like a baby in 8 months, but it affected our whole church. 2 months later, we took up our once a year legacy offering. And in that offering, I was able to pay back the loan, half of what we owed it instantly, just 2 months later. And then 8 months later, I was able to pay off the rest of what we owed. Even though he gave us 2 years to pay it off, we were able to pay it off. 3 months later, after this thing, we hired 11 staff. We went from one staff member to 11 staff members. In the last 2 years of being in this venue, our church has grown from about 200 people to about 3,000 people. A suddenly moment with God. I don't know what you're believing for, but can I tell you this? If he did it in me, he can do it in you. If he did it for Saul becoming Paul, he can do it for you. Whether it's your business, whether it's your job, your relationships, your health, if you're sick, suddenly an encounter from God can change everything. And it's not just going to change you, it's going to change the people around you. So this is what I want to do right now. I want to pray for you. In a moment, someone is going to give you an opportunity to actually receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. And I pray right now, if you don't know Jesus, that you would accept him. You'd ask him to forgive you of your sins. But I want to talk to every person right now that as I'm preaching this, you're going, "Oh, that's me. I felt like giving up. I need that suddenly moment. I need that breakthrough. It seems impossible, and I need God to come through." If that's you, wherever you are, your bedroom, your lounge room, at work, I don't care where you are, I want you to just to lift your hands right now, and I want to begin to pray for you. God, I pray for every person right now with their hands raised. Lord, whatever the situation is, those that are sick in their body, right now we just declare the truth written in your word that by your wounds, by your stripes, we have been healed. And I pray healing to come right now, cancers to dry up and to go. God, back ailments to be healed, blood disorders to be healed instantly. Those, God, that are suffering in financial situations because of this pandemic, lost a job, business has suffered, whatever it is, God, I pray a breakthrough, supernatural, a suddenly to come and to happen right now. For parents that are believing for their children that have walked away from God, oh, a suddenly that God would be awakened inside of them. God, I pray, just like you did on the day of Pentecost, just like you did to Paul on the way to Damascus, that we would have a suddenly encounter right now with the Holy Spirit that would change us and change those around us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, Nations Church, and anyone else that's watching this right now. I pray that in this suddenly experience, encounter that you're going to have with God, that you would give God all the glory for it, and that it wouldn't just affect your life, but the lives of those around you. I love you. I can't wait to be with you in person whenever that is. But I pray God's richest blessings upon you in Jesus' name.
Thanks for listening to the Nations Church podcast. For more great content and updates, visit nationschurch.com.